This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A college football program that's seen an historic turnaround on the field is spending the summer brainstorming about how to do the same in the stands. Vanderbilt University was once the doormat of the Southeastern Conference, but not anymore. But what about attendance? WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from Nashville.
Who better to get ideas from than the competition? Visiting students on campus for a summer business boot camp hail from places that know how to pack a stadium: the universities of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. Brianna McNeese from the University of Michigan says it's hard to believe there's an SEC team that's winning games and still can't fill 40,000 seats.
I mean, it's really shocking just to hear all this.
McNeese and the other business students are playing the role of consultants to build a culture of fandom at Vanderbilt, which has been sorely lacking.
Someone was even telling me that they studied abroad during fall semester, which is not even an option for us, basically, because that's what we live for, football Saturdays.
Vanderbilt has been trying to manufacture traditions. The players now parade from the field house to the stadium. Third-year head coach James Franklin started flashing a VU with his thumb and first two fingers. The hand signal has caught on around campus, but Franklin remains exasperated. Students love to tailgate, he tells a crowd.
But then they don't come to the football game.
Coach Franklin has even met with fraternities and sororities to ask what he has to do to get them into the stands. Franklin says he wants to generate the same atmosphere his team faces on the road.
You got 80,000 people that hate you in the stadium, and we need that at home so that when people come play us, they have to deal with the same type of issues we do.
Selling more seats would also go a long way toward helping fund the football program, which Vanderbilt is throwing money at like never before, including a $30 million practice facility. It's a shift in priority for Vanderbilt, which has been known for its academics, not athletics. Isis Freeman is a senior.
Great Aunt Margaret, who got to pet the bulldog. That's just not the kind of stories that people here at Vanderbilt have. So it's going to take some memorable moments to really get the student body ingrained and behind the football team.
So far, just having the best record in nearly a century hasn't been enough. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.